Welcome to the exercise of negotiating your parts. So what do I mean by this title? Imagine two children in a playground debating or arguing. You're listening to them, observing them, taking in all of the information through your senses of sound, sight, and feeling. You watch and listen to them like parts of a whole story. Each one has their own part of the story. So your job is to negotiate. The key piece here being in acknowledging that each has a valid point, each has a piece to the whole story, and they each want something, maybe even the same thing, but perhaps differently. So to make this a bit more tangible, let's say there's a part of you that wants that job, that date, or that lifestyle, you fill in the blank, and there's another part of you that is afraid of all of that. The job here as the negotiator, the wise and knowing part of yourself, is to listen, watch, and feel all the information these two parts are giving you. You really want to start dating again, or you really want to say yes, or even express your interest in some way. And this part of you is in tune with all that's available to you, all that you've imagined you could have as a result of dating and finding that right one. The other part of you fears past hurts, disappointments, feelings of rejection, fear of not being good enough. And this part may even be intertwined with the inner critic who tells you you're not good enough in some way or not deserving somehow. As the wise, knowing negotiator, what we get to do here is listen much more deeply. The part that fears really just wants safety, wants warmth and love, perhaps someone to hold it through its difficult phase. And if that were the case, how do we get to hold ourselves through this? What we do is activate the negotiator in us, the one that has lovingly and gently told someone in your life, do the best that you can, or you have done, or you are doing the best that you can. Take small and slow steps. Listen to what your gut is telling you. You are the best, and if he or she doesn't see that, then they're really not the right one for you. You said this to a friend, a lover, a family member, or a colleague at some point in your life. And this is where you get to activate that part of yourself for yourself. To see yourself in the very same light you've seen another. To know that wherever you're at, you're doing your best. And to close the gap between where you are and where you want to be, you need that gentle kind approach of the negotiator to come up and show up for you that gets called upon to hear and see what those two parts of you can't. And to give both these parts what they want, what they're looking for. So I'm going to share a client's example. A woman came into my office in her late 40s, after her husband had an affair, and they were working on repairing their relationship and themselves. So her husband was in individual counseling, the two of them were engaged in couple counseling, and she was seeking individual counseling to start doing some of her own self-repair, is what we call it. So, you know, into the sessions, a few, maybe four or five sessions, she talked about that there were two parts of herself. One wants to wait for her husband to come to a decision because he was feeling a bit ambivalent about moving forward in the relationship. But there was another part of her that was felt like she was being a fool. Now, we know what was available for the part of her that wanted to wait. Really, what she said was available for her was returning or going back to a relationship that worked, a relationship that was connected and loving. But the other part of her, the part of her that feels like a fool, what does it need? So let's listen to her inner critic. These were the words of her inner critic. You're ugly, you're tired, you've gained weight, you're not good enough or young enough for him. Now, she felt that her husband's ambivalence is what was making her feel this way. But when we listen and look more deeply, instead of her husband's ambivalence making her feel this way, his ambivalence was really just activating what she already felt about herself. And this is where the work starts. So the work in self-repair is doing things that make her feel good about herself again. And ultimately, his ambivalence is just about him working through his own stuff and has nothing to do with her self-worth. So how does this translate to dating? Well, first of all, none of what the inner critic is saying is true to begin with. Secondly, the inner critic is really just trying to stop her, or in your case, stop you from taking the risks and being vulnerable. So in the light of that, there is no expansion in the areas of life that we're trying to expand, right? Thirdly, the fear part of yourself needs to be taken care of by you. So the work might be, one, taking stock of all the positives about yourself. And what I say to clients with this exercise, because sometimes we just roll our eyes, right? Because we've done this many times before, perhaps, or, you know, we don't take it seriously. So what I tell my clients is to, send an email out to 10 friends, 10 people in your life, 5 people in your life, however many people you have, and let them know that you're doing this exercise, and you want them to give you a list of 10 positive things about you that they experience about you. And you'll start to notice that there are themes, and then there are particular positives that, you know, person A, B, or C sees in you. The second part is to acknowledge your accomplishments. And the important part of this exercise is really to acknowledge them in the face of your challenges and circumstances. So once, what was once an accomplishment in the face of a huge challenge may not necessarily be seen as an accomplishment today. So for example, in this second part, you know, we take it for granted perhaps that being able to do all our activities of daily living is not a huge accomplishment. And by activities of daily living, I mean, you know, things like cooking, shopping, cleaning, laundry, etc., etc. But if you're doing that in the face of having multiple sclerosis, if you're doing that in the face of having just become a single parent, that's a huge accomplishment. So again, not to take for granted all of the accomplishments that you've had throughout your life, really taking good stock of all of the accomplishments. The third piece of this is doing the things that make you feel good about yourself. For some of us, you know, it's been a long time since we've done anything that makes us feel good about ourselves. For some of us, we haven't really done anything that makes us feel good about ourselves. So it's really about getting clear about what makes us feel good. And a good barometer for that is really that sense of expansion in your chest or in your stomach or in your throat when you have done something or when you imagine doing something that would really make you feel good about yourself. So that's the work that you get to do to really start looking at your value. When we do these three pieces of the exercise, when we start working on them, what we're getting is really our value, because we're working on ourselves, right? And we get closer and closer, we get more and more connected to ourselves, and we really start to see ourselves in ways that we don't look at ourselves on a day-to-day basis. We take things for granted. And when we get our value, then we start to develop the confidence to move into those areas of expansion, you know, and it might be, you know, finding that perfect someone in your life. It might be getting that career, changing jobs. It might be becoming a parent. You get to fill in the blank. So just to wrap up, really what you want to start doing as far as the negotiating the parts piece is you want to start off by writing all that you know about these two parts. So the part of you that wants this thing and the part of you that fears. And you're just going to write down everything about those two parts of yourself. So, you know, if there's a part of you that fears this, then you want to write down what it fears, what it's telling you. And the part of you that wants it, what's available, why does it want it, so on and so forth. The second part of that is to start activating the negotiator. So it's this part of you, again, that's kind of like hovering over these two parts of yourself and just really tuning in, listening, watching, feeling, taking in all the information and trying to get at the deeper message that these two parts of yourself are saying. So the part of you that fears all of this, what does it need? What does it want? And so the third part of that is really seeing how can you give this part of yourself what it needs. So if what it needs is to take little small steps towards dating, like, you know, just looking at creating a profile without posting it if you're going to do it online, if it is, you know, doing some of the inner work that I talked about a little bit earlier, just taking small steps really start moving yourself towards a place of confidence in the area of life that you want to expand. Again, when we have a part of ourself that's afraid to move into an area of our life that we want to expand in, the deeper message really is that I need somebody to take care of me. I need somebody to hold me. I need a sense of confidence that there is someone here that can handle and can manage this. And if you look at your life, that part of you, that negotiator, that wise knowing self, has shown up at different times of your life in the face of challenges, in the face of difficult circumstances, and done the best it can do in the face of all of that and gotten you through it. And this is the part that you want to call upon to start listening, like two kids in a playground, you know, duking it out, wanting the same thing, perhaps wanting that ball or wanting that skipping rope, and having their stories around it, and negotiating for those two parts. Okay. So I hope you've found this helpful. And if you have any questions around the exercises, so again, there's two parts to this exercise. One of them is to start writing down all that you know about the two parts, activating the negotiator and listening more deeply to what these two parts want, what's the deeper message, and seeing if you can give these two parts what it needs in small steps at the same time, right? You can give the part of you that fears dating just the comfort of starting in small little steps, and then also give the part of you that really wants to start dating the assurance that you're going to be working on this other part of yourself that's afraid. And the steps that you're going to take are what I spoke about earlier, and that is taking stock of all the positives, acknowledging all your accomplishments, and doing things that make you feel good about yourself again. So just taking that back to the client that I was working with, she decided to enroll in a program where she went into for 5 days and really just focused on herself and her childhood wounding, her patterns that she learned as a child growing up, and really took that time to really get to know her value. And when she came out of that, she chose certain practices in her life that she was going to do on a daily basis, and also to do the things that also make her feel good about herself, right? So through that process, she really got her value, and what she was able to do was to more calmly and more in a peaceful way be in a place of choosing to wait for her husband to get through his ambivalence, to get through whatever he needed to get through to make that choice to move forward in that relationship and not have it mean anything about her worth. Okay, so I hope you find that helpful. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to email me at Lillian. So my email address is Lillian@lbenrubypsychotherapy.com. Lillian is spelled Lillian at Elben Ruby. So it's Lbenrubi, psychotherapy, psychotherapy.com. And I will do my best to guide you through some of the questions that you have or through the exercise in and of itself. Okay. All right. Take good care. Bye-bye.